Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil sharpener.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
Kira, have you heard Celebrity Deathmatch is coming back?
I used to watch it all the time.
Celebrity Deathmatch was a show on MTV, and I think they used to show repeats of it up to a few years ago.
Where it was
disgraceful, wasn't it? But basically, it was like, you know, Play-Doh, plasticine men, like the kind of animation that, for want of a better word, Postman Pat would use as a reference, that kind of stuff. In a way, it looked very childish and kind of innocent almost, but of course, it was celebrities absolutely going to town on each other. Like, they had a boxing ring, they had it all very kind of theatrical, it was like wrestling, it was like all this kind of stuff, and they'd always choose people in similar fields. So for example, Kid Rock and Eminem, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
And all of that. So Kira, Celebrity Deathmatch is coming back. I mean, you know, they regionalize a lot of shows now. TV shows are regionalized, they kind of tailor them to different markets. Maybe they should consider an Irish Celebrity Deathmatch. What do you think?
I think it could be good. I think the country might be too small.
You never know. We don't have many celebrities, I guess. But they could have an Irish Celebrity Deathmatch, and we could have.
No, I'll tell you straight up now.
Yeah.
Poor Al Ryan Tuberty would get it every single week.
Well, Kira, on the phone with us, because I think this is a man who can help us with exactly this kind of stuff. Blind Boy from the Rubber Band is Blind Boy. Hi.
How are you, lads? What's the crack?
Well, Blind Boy, good things are good. I mean, I'm happy that Celebrity Deathmatch is coming back, and I think if anyone could advise or consult on what Irish celebrities we could maybe work into future celebrity death matches, I think you would be the man.
First of all, there's endless potential with it. And what I like about it most is, like, I agree with what you're saying there, but both of you have a concern that there's a limited amount of Irish celebrities.
There is.
There's loads of dead ones. There's loads of dead ones as well.
Okay.
So you could have, you know, in an ideal universe, you'd have Derek Davis. He's not dead, it is, but his career is. What would be nice as well is, like, you could have, like, we say Ryan Tuberty, but then you could have celebrities that are, like, really desperate to get on TV, like some of the California lads, and they could appear as real people, 40 foot in the air, smashing all this plasticine and throwing tantrums.
Yeah, the Corminator would do that, I think.
Corminator, he'd do it in person. And if he wouldn't do it in person, he'd make his own plasticine model of himself out of PVA glue and a bit of toilet paper and some brown paint.
Yeah, he'd papier-mâché it. He'd do his best. He'd show up. He'd have it ready to go. The stop-motion animation might annoy him a little, but otherwise, like, it might frustrate him how long it takes. But otherwise, I think
it would. He'd have to play with Vine a little bit. Get familiar with its stop-motion function.
Yeah, exactly. Does Vine have a stop-motion function?
Right? They're bringing it back.
Yeah.
But, like, if you look at the context that Celebrity Deathmatch was, it was in the mid-90s. I can't see how it's relevant anymore, because reality TV has become so ridiculous that Celebrity Deathmatch is no longer ironic anymore, because
that's
reality
true.
TV is Celebrity Deathmatch. Like, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Like, what have you got? Peter Andre eating the kangaroo's balls.
I suppose,
that's,
yeah,
infinitely more surreal than a plasticine model of Peter Andre getting slapped across the face by George Bush, you know?
I suppose we've kind of outdone ourselves in terms of what's actually offensive. Yeah.
I don't know. I think that people are getting bored of it. I think that people are looking back towards the 90s again. Jesus Christ, we're a country that can't let go of nostalgia. So I think that people would celebrate the celebrity death matches.
I guess. I mean, you both make good points.
We're nearly reading in the ears is nearly like Game of Thrones at this stage now. Like, I mean, they're going to start doing reading in the ears 2016 next month.
I suppose, yeah. They're going to get it ready.
Do you know what I'd love writing this Irish celebrity death matches? Do you notice with a lot of the Irish models now, okay, they've had to branch out, and a lot of them have these cookery websites and these cookery books coming out.
They eat kale, and
one's a vegan, and the other, you know, was like, you know, getting fit and all that. What I'd love is a celebrity death match between two Irish models, both who have like a cooking website or a cooking book on the way.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so, like, you've got like Georgia Salpa with a paleo diet.
Exactly.
And then you have like another one with like the, I don't know, 5-2 diet or the whatever
you
it
could.
Is.
I love the way you said another one. Your brain went around going, Irish models, which one?
Yeah, I literally couldn't think of any. Hold on.
Georgia Salpa, and then that other one who's on Baston Street holding a snake for a mobile phone company.
Yeah, there was one as well who was there when they launched a new pub, and she had like bags of tato draped around her. That was very good. I saw that photo op on an Irish website. But
it was gorgeous. ridiculously misogynistic.
Wasn't it? It was beautiful. I demeaned her just enough, I felt. Like, it was just perfectly demeaning.
It's not often when misogynism gets to the point where it not only demeans women as a whole, but all of society.
I guess, yeah. It was truly brilliant. But look, I'm excited. I think there's a lot going on here that we can use. Blind Boy, if you had to... Because if you don't mind me saying, and this isn't intended to be sycophancy or anything, but you would be an Irish celebrity at this point. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, you're one of our biggest exports. I mean, that's true. Would you consider who to fight if you were on Celebrity Deathmatch? Blind Boy versus who?
Michael Collins.
I'm going to have to say straight away now, Blind Boy, thank you so much for coming on, but I would definitely be in Michael Collins' corner.
Blind Boy versus Michael Collins.
Yeah.
He's the only one.
Yeah. And I've got a special, my knees shoot the bullets from Bale LeBlanc.
Okay, look, there you go. I mean, Blind Boy has this all worked out, absolutely. All right, look, I am going to, you know what I'm going to do right now? I mean, obviously, all the important people in RTE listen to this show anyway, religiously, they listen to it intently, but I'm going to formally propose that to them, that we regionalise Celebrity Deathmatch, we buy the rights or whatever it may be from MTV, and the first episode is Blind Boy versus Michael Collins. I mean, what else do you want?
Look, if you can do it cheap, they'll put anything on.
Won't they? Exactly. Well, that's how we'll sell it to them. We'll say that it's only going
to
cost...
You sell it. The celebrity has to make their own puppet out of their own material. Yeah. And they have to record it on Vine, and they have to stick together the 7-minute clips, and then RTE will put that out.
Exactly.
Eat it up.
If we can get a sponsor. But look, Blind Boy, I know you have to go. I know you're busy. But we will chat again. And I knew that you're in. See, I knew Blind Boy's input on this would be crucial, Kira. And this is what's going to get it over the line. Blind Boy, as always, I hope we can have you on again. This was great fun. I suppose Blind Boy's on Twitter and everything. At Rubber Bandits is your Twitter, isn't it, Blind Boy?
But I mean, if your followers expect to be insulted.
Yeah, good. Well, of course. All right. Well, look, everyone head online. Check that out. Blind Boy, thanks for coming on, man.
Yart. Nice one, lads.
There we go. I think we've covered a lot of ground.
Wow, there you go.
Man, I feel better now. Now that we've that issue sorted.
I kind of feel bad though, because I like Blind Boy an awful lot, but like, I'm sorry, if there was a celebrity death match and it was Blind Boy versus Michael Collins, Chris, you know who I'm going to go with?
You're going to go with Michael Collins?
You know it. I've been banging on about him for years now.
No. Look, I know you have a thing for Michael Collins. Michael Collins, and I don't mean to offend anyone when I say this, Michael Collins would be terrified of Blind Boy. Like, he would be like, what the hell is going on?
That's true.
Like, he would...
Like, is that a plastic bag?
Michael Collins wouldn't even know what plastic is.
Yeah,
he'd be like, what
true.
Is that weird substance on that man's face? And
that
he'd be
true.
Terrified. But look, there you go. Hopefully we'll have Blind Boy on again. It was fun chatting with him. I hope, over time, Blind Boy could become a friend of the show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Chris and Kira. 2FM.